fountain. You're standing, turn to, and I know what I gave you on the piece of paper, but I want to back up. I want us to turn to Ephesians chapter 2. And instead of just reading verses 4 through 7, I want to read verses 1 all the way through 7. I want to read it from the King James Version. This is what it says. It says, "And you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Oh boy, I like that, because that means that I can't talk about you and you can't talk about me. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together, praise God, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, that he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. Just allow me for a little while to talk this morning on this thought: God's work of mercy. Turn to your neighbor and said, neighbor, oh neighbor, God work of mercy. And because, don't stop, and because of his work, I am what I am this day. Praise God. See, the most astonishing interruption in human history is the word "but" that is found in our text today. You see, man is dead in his trespasses and sin, but God is rich in mercy. You see, God has intervened in the destiny of man. Praise God. He has interrupted the doom of death and judgment. God has had mercy upon us. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm glad for God's mercy. You see, by his mercy, God has done four great things. I won't share all of them today. I'm going to talk about two of them today. That's why I don't want to keep you long. Praise God. Look what he's done just in that short pericope that I just read. Look what he's done for us. First of all, God has quickened us with Christ. Turn to your neighbor and say, God, quicken you with Christ. Not only that, God has raised us up with Christ. Not only has he done that, God has made us sit in heavenly places, praise God, together in Christ. And finally, God has one great purpose, and that is to show us the riches of his grace in the age to come. In other words, God wants to show you off. The reason why I wanted to hold up reading the new Living Translation. I'm going to read the New Living Translation of verse 7. Praise God. See, God wants to show you off. God wants to brag on you. Amen. Because what you have done. Amen. Boy, somebody should give me a hand clap right there. That ought to be a hand clap all over this church today. Especially to you all who are here today. You know why? Because the church ought to be full. When you think about what the Lord has done for us. Praise God. Look what the New Living Translation, that same verse 7. Look at what it says. Y'all got this. Y'all got to excuse me. I told you I have to call it, must be getting old. I don't know what it is. Amen. I'm going to find that out sooner or later. Look what it says. It says, so God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us as shown in all he has done for us who are what? United with Christ Jesus. Sounds to me like he wants to show us off. Sounds to me like he wants to put us on display. Praise God. So we see that God's work of mercy. And I want to just deal with two of them today. Praise God. Because we see that the very first thing that this thing says that he did for us is that God has quickened us. Amen. With Christ Jesus. He's quickened us. That word quicken means to make alive. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God has made you alive. He has quickened us. Praise God. And there are four questions I want us to look at. Amen. No, three significant points with regards to being made alive in Christ Jesus. Three questions. The very first question is this. I'm not going to be long. The very first question is, why has God quickened us? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, why has God quickened you? Oh, y'all going to help me preach today. Praise God. If you're sitting by yourself, get with somebody that you know. Amen. And so y'all can talk with each other. Praise God. Why has God quickened us? You know why he quickened us? Because it is his very nature. Turn to him and say, he quickened me because it's his nature.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further